For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Our halftime show tonight brought to you by Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Watch Monday Night Football on 6 high-definition TVs and enjoy a free halftime buffet on Thursday night. And all day Sunday, not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check out YolandasRiverHouse.com. Halftime here with Toms River South leading Toms River East by a score of 24-0. And everyone's favorite part of the broadcast, halftime. We join Ed Sarluca.
Thanks, Matt. And I am with the district-wide athletic director here in Toms River, and that would be Joe Arminio. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks a lot.
Intertown rivalries, nothing beats it.
No, really, it's great for Toms River. It's good for our athletic programs, not only in football, but all our athletic programs. Anytime Toms River go against each other, it's a good game.
Well, of the three schools, you got one playing real good football. That's Toms River North. We'll talk about them a second. They're in a battle up at Old Brick. Currently, they trail that game, right, at half, 14-7?
Yeah, that's what I was told. They're down 14-7 at half to Bricktown.
Which would be obviously a major upset. Brick coming off of their lone victory of the year over these Raiders, 28-27 last week in a game in which East tied it and then missed the extra point. These two teams here, programs are struggling right now. Joe, tell us a little bit about the Indians, because they certainly look like a different team than they did from the beginning of the season.
Well, if you look at the Indians, they're making strides towards turning that program around. They got some young kids at skill positions who are electrifying and fun to watch. They really are. So I think that Toms River South Indian football program is on the rise.
And the Raiders struggling right now at 1-5. What's happened to them?
You know, they've been in a couple of close ball games, and, you know, if the ball bounced a little different way, we could be looking at a 4-2 football team instead of a 1-5 football team.
Yeah, the Raiders just seem to can't get out of their own way tonight. I mean, they had, you know, they turned it over on the second play of the game. They have, I think, 5 procedure penalties to go along with 3 fumbles in which South has recovered all 3.
You know, I talked to Coach Signorino this week and Coach Diskin a little bit, and Coach Signorino's worries were us protecting the football, meaning South, and it just so happens that East was hoping that South couldn't protect the football, and just the opposite occurred tonight.
You know, with the insertion of Tymir Berry in at quarterback, unfortunately due to an injury to Trevor Signorino, who was the starting quarterback, the Indians seem to be the quicker team tonight.
Yeah, they are. They look quicker tonight, that's for sure. And you know what? Don't count the Raiders out. We got a second half of football to go. And, again, this offense is hit or miss sometimes that South's running. And if they put the ball on the carpet a couple of times, we could have a ball game here in the second half.
Yeah, I think the hold at the end there to hold them to 3 points after the when East went for it on 4th down there gave them a short field, you know, and the Indians have stalled a little bit after the 3 quick touchdowns. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the pageantry of these games. You know, tonight a little gamesmanship by the Indians. They didn't show up until 10 minutes to 7. You know, you've been around a long time. I've been around a long time. The old days, you know, you couldn't beat the pageantry that went on, you know, north-south back in the day and now and then east coming on.
Yeah, things have calmed down a lot. But you know what? I think the coaches are trying to rejuvenate that a little bit. It's all in good fun. It's all about getting the kids excited about playing a football game against kids they've grown up with. And you know what? We don't see any harm in it. South warming up at another location at their school before the game. I didn't see any problem with that. Neither did East.
You know, it won't be long now where we get into the winter season, although you wouldn't know it by tonight. You know, everybody, most of the people are in shorts and T-shirts. Nice little fall evening here. But the Pine Belt Arena holds many events, both in wrestling and basketball. Tell us a little bit about what's upcoming at the Pine Belt Arena.
We've got a show coming up in November that tickets are on sale for now that people can go on our website and look at. And we're going to host the district wrestling, the region wrestling, and the state team championships. We're also going to host the state basketball finals that we always have. So we got a lot of events coming up in the arena that we're proud of, and we hope people in Toms River and in Ocean County can take advantage of.
Well, we always enjoy going to those events, and then, of course, you left out the one important event, the WOBM Christmas Tournament.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. Anytime you get to spend 7 or 8 days with a bunch of close friends going over high school basketball, you can't beat it. And it's great for Toms River people to come and watch over the Christmas holidays. We get a lot of kids that come back who played in the tournament. It really is a lot of fun, and Kevin does a great job with his staff getting that thing off the ground. He really does.
By the way, Kevin did tell me to try and break the news to you that your level one status has now gone to level 1B.
Well, you know, Kevin's got to do what he's got to do, and I understand that. And I do appreciate him even letting me be a part of that pageantry.
Thanks a lot, Joe, for a few minutes.
Thank you.
Joe Arminio, the district athletic director, and believe me, with three high schools, very competitive high schools, this and his job is not a very easy job. He is busy from 8 in the morning until well before he goes to bed at night.
There was more BS in that last 10 minutes than I think I've ever heard in an interview at halftime before.
What are you before. Talking about? I went over the events.
Oh.
He praised you.
Oh, come on. That's the BS. Come on. You know, we don't really like one another, never have.
Hey, it is the best, and I say this as a part of it, it is the best Christmas tournament in the state. You name me another tournament that has 32 teams, 16 female, 16 male basketball teams coordinated together in two gyms over the course of, what, 7 days or 6 days?
All I know is this. We run the best Christmas basketball tournament in Toms River.
And also the best hospitality.
No question about that. We are at halftime. We're at Toms River South leads Toms River East 24-0. It is senior night here for all the members of the various squads, from the band, the cheerleaders, to the football team themselves, and also homecoming. And we'll take a little time out and come back, and Matt will update us on some of the scores around the Shore Conference. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Add more excitement to your life at Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Every night is the perfect night for Water Street, with happy hour specials every day and live entertainment every weekend. Enjoy 2-for-1 burgers on Tuesday and $5 margarita pizzas and sangrias on Wednesdays. Football fan? Catch all the hard-hitting action on 21 HDTVs, plus enjoy drink and food specials during every game. Baker's Water Street is located across from Huddy Park on Robin Street in downtown Toms River. Visit them at bakerswaterstreet.com.
105.7 The Hawk, free beer and hot wings morning show.
Producer Joe is out for his latest stunt, the very awkward, "Hey stranger, can you help me with these rubbers?" He had a basket filled with condoms and approached a woman for her help.
What's the difference between the Trojan Charge and this First Response brand? Oh, no, it was next to him, so I didn't know.
Okay.
This chick is awesome. She's very helpful and knowledgeable, and I think she might be
that good?
A little horny.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Joe, does she have a ring on?
All right. And then how big do you think I have to be to wear the XL?
Wake up with a free beer and hot wings morning show. Weekdays 5 to 10. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
People are talking about the new Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Formerly the Ocean Gate House Restaurant, they offer fine coastal cuisine and spirits in a casual, friendly atmosphere. In the Blue Grotto Tavern, chow down on freshly carved roast beef, turkey, and ham sandwiches, complete with your choice of two sides. Stop in to watch your favorite college and NFL games all season long on 6 high-def TVs. Yolanda's River House on Monmouth Avenue in Ocean Gate. Call 732-269-4300, download Yolanda's mobile app, or visit Yolanda's River. Riverhouse.com.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we welcome you back here from Dvorak Field. Tom Ziver East, Tom Ziver South matched up. It is halftime, bit of an extended halftime tonight with homecoming on the scene here at the home of the Raiders. So far, however, it has been all Toms River South. Otis Carney started off the scoring with two touchdowns in the first quarter, coming just about 4 minutes apart, one from 5 yards, one from 14 yards out, 14 to nothing. Indians got on the board as well on a long touchdown run from sophomore quarterback Tymira Berry, 21 to nothing. All of those points in the first quarter, and then the only scoring of the second quarter coming right before the half, a 30-yard field goal from Russell Messler, making it 24-0 Toms River South. Indians, Kevin, trying to get to 500 on the year, trying to go over 500 in Class A South, trying to snap out of a nasty losing streak against both East and North combined, and right now well on their way to doing exactly that.
You know, Matt, I couldn't even tell you the last time 6 weeks into the season that Toms River South was a 500 ball club. Probably not as long ago as we think. Although I do remember a couple of years it seemed like they were like 0-4, 0-5, and the way the schedule worked, the easier games were
finished 4-6 or
yeah,
5-5
something like
one
that.
Year.
But I don't know that they were ever 3-3. Right. I think they won like 3 or 4 games at the end there. You know, I mean, again, it certainly is a better team than they were at the beginning of the year. You know, there's a lot more to the offense. Berry has made a big difference with his foot speed, as Ed talked about earlier. You know, and, you know, I'm a big believer for the most part that things do run in cycles. I mean, we do have at the Shore, we have programs that it seems never have a bad year. You know what I'm talking about? Manasquan doesn't have bad years.
2-7. It doesn't really
happen. You know, they might have a year, and this is not a good year for them, but they could be a 500 team, you know. But I mean, they don't have bad years. You know, Middletown South doesn't have bad years. Rumson of late doesn't have bad years. Red Bank, you know. But for the majority of public schools, you know, at the Shore run through cycles. I think Toms River East, you know, Charlie Diskin had a lot of success when he replaced Joe Arminio as head coach the first few years here. Ed, they were in the playoff team almost every year.
Well, you know, all you've got to do is look underneath the scoreboard there. They've got back-to-back conference championships in 2008 and 2009.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
I mean, that's not that far.
You know, and yet you coach, so you know, you have sympathy for Charlie, who, you know, probably is getting second-guessed more now than ever before. It's like I always say, so all of a sudden this guy doesn't know how to coach? Of course he does. They don't have a ton of talent. And, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, we've watched the first half. They fumbled the ball 3 times. Is that the coach's fault? They've jumped off sides or they've had a legal procedure 4 or 5 times. Is that coaching? I do think things run in cycles. I think Toms River South has been in a down cycle, and it looks like maybe things are turning around a bit. I mean, a lot of these kids, all those skill players we talked about, they've all got another year.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't guarantee they're going to be good next year, but it's just the way it is. East is really a struggling ball club right now. They are going to have a tough time. You know, looking at their schedule, Matt, I mean, next week they have – they go to Southern next week, you know, and then they have Toms River North. They're going to be a decided underdog in both of those games. I mean, they could be looking at 1-8 with a consolation game looming. You know, it could be a 1-9 season.
Yeah, they have one more in between there too, Kevin. I forget who that is, right?
No, they have a bye next week.
They'll have the consolation game.
Consolation game, right. And then Toms River North.
Right, they'll match up with another team of equal ability by the state matches them up. But, you know, these players for Toms River South that we're talking about, Carney and Burry, you know, and Hart, they were in the program. You know, so let's credit the Indian staff for making the changes that has led the Indians to this 24-0 lead and to a couple of wins so far this year. And as we said, looks like on their way to a 500 record. And you know what that does to the morale of the team once you hit that 500 record? You know, and then they go into two tough ball games. But believe me, I've talked to, you know, my son who coaches at Brick Memorial, and he was he's seen Toms River South twice. Very impressed with the Indians, and by no means is that a gimme game next week when they travel to Brick Memorial and play the Mustangs, you know. So these kids have been in the program. They've bided their time. There have been some, let's face it, there's been some discipline that Coach Sig has, you know, thrown out, and it's worked because this team is completely turned around from earlier in the season.
But, you know, I wonder the mixed emotions for the head coach and the father, Ron Signorino Jr., who has watched this turnaround largely develop because of the replacement of at quarterback, where his son Trevor was injured and Barry took over and added a different dimension.
Yeah, he's just a different kind of player.
Absolutely.
Different player, different speed. Ed, I mean, it's an offense that's become very popular, kind of this slot option attack where you can do a lot of different things out of that one set. But it's all predicated on one thing. You've got to have a quarterback that can run and throw, and probably more of an emphasis on the run part, especially in high school football.
Yeah, he's got to be a major option in that slot option attack, and Burry certainly is. Signorino, I will say, in the first couple of games, I thought he was running the offense much better than he did last year as a, you know, first-year player, you know, at quarterback after coming over from Monsignor Donovan, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I thought he did a much better job running the offense, and then unfortunately, you know, broke a bone in his shoulder, right, in midweek during practice between week two and three. And that's when Burry took over. So, you know.
But here's the difference. He may run, and he does run, he probably runs the offense better than Burry.
Right.
However, the speed and quickness of Burry more than makes up for that.
Yeah.
He makes plays that a Signorino and most others couldn't make because of the speed.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Signorino is expected back for the last few weeks of the season. I don't think he will go to the quarterback spot to replace Burry.
They will
find another spot on the field
Absolutely.
For Signorino to play, whether it be wide out or on defense. He will play and finish his season here, you know, as a senior, but I don't think it'll be at quarterback, not the way Burry's going.
Oh, you can't.
No, I would agree. I would definitely agree. But it is kind of a tough schedule coming up, as we mentioned, right, for Toms River South. Not going to get any easier after tonight. Brick Memorial, Toms River North, maybe a playoff game or a consolation game, and then a pretty interesting one on Thanksgiving against Lakewood as well. So as good as Tymer Berry has been, that might bubble might pop a little bit with better competition as well.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
On the other side of the fence with Charlie Diskin and the East program, you know, don't think that the competition among the Toms River schools goes unnoticed, because I think there's added pressure because you play in a town that has two other successful teams. You know, the pressure to compete and to challenge those teams is not easy to handle sometimes.
Take a quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll take you around the Shore Conference with some scoring updates for you as games kind of in line with where we are. Halftime, one final already in, and some games moving into the third quarter as well. It is Toms River South leading Toms River East by a score of 24-0. We're back in 3 minutes. We'll come back for this one. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.